KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture. Our special guest is Magdalena Verdugo. Thanks, Magdalena, for accepting this invitation. Could you introduce yourself?
I'm the CEO of the YWCA of Southern Arizona.
Magdalena, what brought you to Tucson?
The University of Arizona brought me to Tucson in 1985. I was introduced to the University of Arizona by my high school mentor. I was a student of the migrant program. And at that time, the U of A had a program for incoming migrant students. I attended the New Start program at that time as well. I graduated in the fall of 1989. And at that time, I decided to stay in Tucson. I fell in love with Tucson. I should say that the reason I stayed in Tucson is because I fell in love and I started building a family, and my professional career kept me here as well. So I wasn't raised in Tucson, but I do consider Tucson my home.
How do you describe your identity?
I love introducing myself by using the many identities that I feel were given to me by my parents, the experiences afforded to me, and the roles encountered through my journey. I check many boxes. First, I am a woman of color, a Mexicana, Latina, an immigrant, a daughter of migrant farm workers, first-generation college graduate. I'm very proud to say that I'm the first Latina to assume the role of the CEO leadership at the YWCA.
How does your identity integrate into the Tucson community?
Tucson is a beautiful and diverse community. I love being part of this community. My integration into the identity of this community started, again, on a university campus as a first-generation college student, being bilingual and a minority student at that. And it expanded into the nonprofit community. As a graduate drawn into the social justice arena, I pursued this integration with the passion and aspiration to share my story with the intent of bringing about hope. My integration into the community and with our community was first and foremost by building relationships. I can honestly share that I have lived in pretty much every area of this community in Tucson, from living on campus to living on the south side of town to west and northeast. And through this journey, I have participated and lived in every experience. So my involvement and participation in community has taken different forms throughout the years, and this has allowed me to increase my knowledge of Tucson and its people. I don't plan to live Tucson. The university, as I shared, brought me here, and I hope to stay here and retire someday.
Magdalena, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXEI Tucson.